What are you mad about Bruno Mars last night?
Okay, I know that you're going to preface this as me being the old cranky guy, but I'm going to say one thing before that.
I don't have to.
If you don't have...
Where are we all caught
if
on?
If you don't have old cranky people to hold you accountable and to understand historical context and standards and the way things are supposed to be done, you fall into the chaos that we are in right now as a society. And the music industry is an example of absolute chaos. Anyway, here's the thing. If you're going to do a tribute to the greatest artist in the history of popular music,
next
how about
to Michael
you,
Jackson.
Okay. How about you not come out in his 1980 outfit?
All because right? That's the era everybody knows.
Okay, that makes you all commoners. One. Number two, you're honoring the greatest artist ever. When it comes to the guitar solo, go get a guitar player. Go get a guitar player to play the guitar solo. It's one thing to hit the notes. It's one thing to be good enough. It's another to be amazing. Bruno Mars was good enough. But how about we strive for amazing? How about when you have the time, who's the guys who were in the room with Prince at the age of 16 and 17, writing a lot of songs, Morris Day's his first drummer in his band ever created. Those guys are the backing band. Not your band of 26 knuckleheads I've never seen in my life, Bruno Mars. The Time is the backing band when you play any Prince tribute. You don't sit them over on a side stage that's three times as small as the stage that Bruno Mars plays on. You have them play their two songs in Purple Rain, and then you get them off the stage. You turn the lights off. You bring out 26 new musicians I've never seen before so that they can dress up in purple lace and look like some extras from some ridiculous Las Vegas review show. And so Bruno Mars can sit out there and sing the Prince song and then barely hit the notes on the guitar solo. And everybody jumps up and down like it's the greatest thing ever. Are you stupid, people? Prince would look at that and throw stuff at you. If you can't, all the original members are alive. You mean to tell me you can't call the Time and go get Jesse Johnson, who, by the way, is one of the greatest guitar players in the history of Minneapolis music, and call Wendy and Lisa and Sheila E., and you had 9 months to get this ready because the brother died in April. You mean to tell me you can't go get all the original great musicians and come out there and put on an authentic show for the greatest artist ever to grace us? Everybody sucks. You all are horrible people for accepting that and then going on your little Twitter thing. That was the greatest thing I ever saw. You're stupid. Quit settling for stuff that's simple and secondhand. Demand the best when it comes to the best. And I'm done.